The current owner of the Columbia Falls aluminum plant, Glencore, closed the doors to the facility in 2009, citing low aluminum costs and high electricity costs. Despite efforts to negotiate lower energy costs, the plant has not reopened. The Environmental Protection Agency did the site reassessment after requests from Senators John Tester and Max Baucus last year. Site assessment manager Rob Parker with the EPA says the last assessment was done in the late 1980s. At the time, the plant was still in operation and had just stopped storing spent potliners in the on-site landfill. Parker says this most recent assessment was for screening. They looked at the landfill, percolation ponds, and sludge pond, not at all potential sources of contamination.
And that's one of the outcomes of this site assessment was that we determined that there is contamination present at the site itself as well as in nearby areas. And we feel that more investigation is warranted at this site.
The Flathead River flows south from the plant, and Parker says cyanide and fluoride were found in the groundwater at the site and downstream in the river. The EPA also tested nearby residential wells and found cyanide.
And I should be clear that the detections of cyanide were below EPA's maximum contaminant levels, which are the regulatory levels that EPA sets for municipal drinking water supply under the Safe Drinking Water Act.
Further residential well samples were gathered last week. Parker says they will study these samples to determine human health risks.
And then if it's determined that there are human health risks, the next step in the program would be to go forth and do that remediation to essentially ensure that folks aren't being exposed to any increased risk.
Parker says the site is eligible to be put on the national priorities list. This would designate the plant as a Superfund site. Parker says the EPA makes the decision, but works with the state and local community to ensure support for such a designation. The EPA recently hosted a public meeting to talk about the report results and open up a dialogue between the city and the agency.
We want, you know, folks to know that we're receptive to ideas and that we want, you know, their input is invaluable. You know, they're the folks who live on the ground there and understand more than we do, you know, what the potential concerns can be.
After designation would come what Parker calls the remedial investigation, identifying as many sources of contamination as possible and determining long and short-term human health risks. It forms a blueprint for how cleanup would take place.
To really get a good baseline assessment of what areas need to be prioritized for cleanup, what areas aren't necessarily needed for cleanup, which can certainly play into a decision to redevelop the property as well.
The decision would get made in the fall.
If the site would be designated on the national priorities list, EPA would be able to go back in time and look at not only the current operator but previous operators that may have caused or contributed to any contamination on site.
Parker says between now and the fall, EPA will be reaching out to past and current owners to involve them in the cleanup process. The plant began operating in the 1950s under the Anaconda Company. It has since been owned by the Atlantic Richfield Company and a group of investors before being purchased by Glencore in 1999. Katrin Frey reporting from the Flathead.